Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
This might make things a little bit better. How about front row seats for Alice in Wonderland?
Oh, that right? is good. Yes,
it's pretty good.
Absolutely.
December 13th, Paramount Theater in Oakland. We're throwing a little party called Alice in Wonderland. One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison. Tickets are on sale for Alice in Wonderland right now. You can go to RadioAlice.com and get yourself some tickets. Or you can win a pair right now. So right now, you'll win these tickets, right? You text us the code word, you win the tickets, and then you're in the running for the front row tickets. So we give lots of pairs of those.
Amazing.
And this is your chance.
I mean, I thought you were going to flash us and we were a little excited for a second there, but then it turns out, you know, front row tickets.
It's one
tickets,
of those things that never gets old.
Those are good too.
Yes. This hour's code word is fire. Fire. Just fire. F-I-R-E. Sorry about that. I realize I should be really straight in the delivery on these things. This is a weird day. It's a very strange day.
Yep.
This hour's code word is fire. F-I-R-E. Fire. Take the word fire and text it to our contest line 20357, and that's all you have to do. You're in the running to win tickets for the show and then possibly front row tickets for the show. This hour's code word is fire. We're doing this three times a day, so noon 05, and then again with Janie at 5:05. Lots of chances to get in the running for this. Very exciting. It's our big holiday party, and we'd love it if you were there. Okay, congratulations, Shaboozy's back up in the number one position. So I guess that his sequential run has ended at 15.
He's back on top.
He is, yeah. So last week he was down, I guess, to number two. And Morgan Wallen's new song, Love Somebody, ended his 15-week run at the top of the Hot 100. And this week he knocked Morgan out. Although Morgan jumped, he just went crazy. Everybody loved it. And now it's down at number eight. So Shaboozy is back with his smash hit, a bar song, Tipsy.
I like it.
That now puts him in a tie with Morgan Wallen, 16 weeks on the top of the Hot 100. And I guess Last Night was the name of the song, the Morgan Wallen song that did that last year. The only other two songs that have ever reached 16 weeks on top are Despacito by Luis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee, Justin Bieber in 2017, and One Sweet Day by Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men in 95, 96. The only song that's been number one longer is the one you're thinking of right now.
Thriller.
No, it's Old Town Road by Lil Nas X.
No!
I know. That happened in 2019, pre-pandemic. So it does feel like 1,000 years ago. But I feel like that was surprising to me, because even though I do think that's a pretty good song, I'm like, really? That's the one? That's the longest song in the number one position?
Well, as you just mentioned, though, there are pockets of time when a song is released where nothing comes up against it that's, you know, powerful
that
enough to dethrone it. So you just said, what's his bucket lost his sequential number one, but he's still back up because whatever popped in, popped out.
Way down. Right. So the other thing, and Maddie and I were talking about this morning, because when you release, if you're a big artist, a Taylor or a Tyler, the Creator, you don't just chart with your single. That just, those days are over, because people don't buy music like that anymore. And when you have released a new record and you're Taylor Swift, Your fans say, play me the new Taylor Swift. They don't need to know the name of the song. They don't need to know anything. And so every single song on your record, if you have a, if you're a big artist, every single song charts. So, and I don't know that every single song on the Tyler, the Creator album charted,
like,
but there are 100 songs on there. So nothing number one. But let's see, in the top 10, there's at least one or two. There's two in the top 10. And then, and so that just speaks to that album got streamed a ton. People asked for that artist. They were reminded of that. And it is sort of a, and it's anywhere where there's a new thing. There's a, he's number 14, he's number 15, number 16, number, oh. Why is, I know why, Halloween. Thriller is at number 20 this week.
Makes sense.
Let me see if there's any other.
I feel like that album owned like that era.
You know what's crazy? Thriller, the song Thriller, was only ever on the charts for 24 weeks. What? It was number one for 4 weeks.
Well, the album itself, though, was number one forever, right?
Hold on. I'm sure that, yeah. The album, I think the album is one of the top three biggest selling albums of all
Gotta
time.
Be.
This is actually saying that the song Thriller peaked at number four.
It wasn't the big song from that album. I mean,
well, there were a million big songs.
Yeah.
I guess you're right.
The video was really popular.
The first song released off that album, to my memory, and I wasn't even a guy like that would have been following Michael Jackson, but I did watch MTV, and it was Billie Jean.
Oh,
that was the first hit off that record.
I want to say every single thing eventually was a hit off that record, which is probably why it's sold so many copies.
I thought it was Beat It, maybe. But
And also, isn't Bad also on that? Because I'm
no,
Bad.
That's a different one.
That's a different record?
Yeah.
Is it?
Oh, the first single to come off of that album was The Girl Is Mine.
Oh, that's so funny.
The duet with Paul McCartney.
Yeah, and then Billie Jean was released. So you're correct. Billie Jean's the big one.
I just remember the video.
PYT, Pretty Young Thing, Wanna Be Starting Something. That this every single thing on here. Beat It. Baby Be Mine, I don't remember.
Seven singles out of nine songs on that album went to top 10.
And then, yeah, well, listen, do you remember Human Nature? Tell them that it's human nature. Why? Mm-hmm. Why? Forgot all about that song. I don't know this lady in my life either. Man, that was a time. Well, it's back on Thriller. Thank you, Halloween.
They say here, maybe you already said this. I'm sorry if I was looking at something. Beat It and Billie Jean were the two number ones singles off of that album.
Thriller, number four. Ghostbusters jump back on there at number 28. Ray Parker Jr. Monster Mash is back on there.
Oh, boy.
I know. That's so funny.
I don't know anybody that really likes that song. It just gets
the Mash?
Yeah.
Monster Mash?
You like it?
I do like it. Mm. We have all these weird songs that we sing because of the Monster Mash. We have songs for everything at my house. Let's see. Oh, then there's a bunch more. Oh, then there's This Is Halloween. This Is Halloween.
Halloween.
Halloween. Halloween. Yep. There's a song called Judge Judy on here by Tyler, the Creator. Man, every song on that record is on here. So did you want to play me any of that stuff? I know there's probably swears and stuff in the Tyler record.
I mean, I can.
It's up to you.
It's not great. It's just, you know, here you go. Here's a little time.
Yeah, give me a little. Is this St. Chroma?
Yeah, this is the big hit so far.
That's pretty, I guess.
And the rest of it's F words, so.
Oh.
There's a lot of F words.
Well, that debuted at number 7, and that was the highest debut on there. So your top couple here, Bar Song, back up at number 1. Die With a Smile is number 2. Birds of a Feather from Billie Eilish, then Espresso, I Had Some Help, Post Malone and Morgan Wallen, Lose Control, Teddy Swims, the Tyler, the Creator stuff starts, gets going there. And then there was other stuff about Shaboozy, but it's mostly about sort of in the 2020s, it's just, you know, because it tied with Morgan Wallen, saying tied for the most weeks at number 1, but not overall. That was just that's second place overall. Adele is genuinely sad about the end of her Las Vegas residency. The show's been my best friend.
Mm.
she said. Which is hard to believe because she seemed like she had a very on-again, off-again relationship with it. But her 100th show is coming up. And
well, she has quietly been doing it for a while, though. So
she
heard about the early trials and tribs, but she's gotten it going and
kept it going.
You keep hearing from, like, that thing's still going.
Yeah, 100 shows. And I think it's called Weekends with Adele. So she doesn't do a ton of shows, but she's there on the weekends. And my sister Tina and I were in...
Hi, Tina.
Hey, Tina. We were in Vegas for Pokemon Go Fest in February of 23. So almost 2 years ago.
Did you meet any of the good Pokemons when you were there?
Yes, there were some really good ones. Good. That was like the primal reversion was happening with a couple of the big Pokemon.
Primal reversion. Yeah,
Groudon and Kyogre were having.
What exactly does that mean?
Well, it's just some new powers that they have. You don't want to know.
I do.
Believe me, you don't.
I do.
Yeah.
The primal reversion.
Yeah, it was just like the special thing that if you were at this Pokemon Go, you got it earlier than everybody else.
Oh. Yeah,
exactly. It was great. I felt very special.
Totally worth the airfare.
So, right. So, Tina and I were walking around through Caesars, and there were the Adele posters everywhere. And I remember talking to her about, wow, I can't believe they got this thing off the ground finally. And I'm wondering when, because remember, it was all set. Like, it was about, they'd sold all the tickets, everything. And then she was like, nope, I'm not doing it. I don't like, and she was crying. Remember the tearful, I'm so sorry.
I remember her being bummed about the set.
Yes. She didn't like the design. She didn't like where they were going with it. And then I thought that, well, that's it. They're not going to put up with that. And then sure enough, a year later, she turned it around. So now her 100th and final show is taking place the weekend before Thanksgiving, November 23rd. So if you got tickets to that, she says, this is it. There's not going to be a surprise announcement. If you got tickets to that show, you're seeing the last show.
All right.
Yeah. She says, this really is the beginning of the end. There are no other effing shows. She swears a lot. She's great. Every little clip I see of her on stage, she's just laughing, that weird laugh of hers. And hold on. I do. Come on, Adele. It's been a while. Come on, Adele. Anyway, she says she's genuinely sad about the whole thing. So there you go. I think I'll do this Lana Del Rey story. It's been floating around for a little while. We were talking about how Lana Del Rey is doing a country record. She's saying it's a country record. I am going country. I feel like I've always had this in me. And it's been like 9 months since she said so, which is long enough to have a baby album come out. She is saying it was supposed to be out this fall. It's called Lasso. Do you remember anything about this?
I don't.
So we had heard like a little teaser track, just a small little chunk. It was a few months back. But Lana Del Rey is talking about this country album.
It seems to be a club. You know that term, join the club? She seems to be joining that club where someone decides, you know what? Maybe I'll have a hit record if I change up my influence or style.
Right. And find a way to say, no, this has always been me.
Okay.
Mm. Well, it worked for Beyonce.
Well, she's from Texas, though. Yeah. What about Lana Del Rey?
Oh, I don't know what her deal is. And it didn't really work for Beyonce because she's still...
I drove through Bakersfield once.
One
and
time.
That, okay.
Felt very country.
All right.
Felt very, very ass-kicking there. And even, listen, Beyonce, I feel like she actually has a legitimate claim. Like, she's from Texas. Apparently, she owned cowboy... I mean, wasn't like she went out shopping and got those cowboy boots and a cowboy hat. But she was shut out of all the country music awards. That record might have sold, but they weren't having it. I wonder if she felt snubbed. I wonder if they pissed and moaned about it at their house. Her and Jay-Z sitting
laughing
around
all the way to the bank.
Yeah, they're not. They don't miss much.
Yeah. Well, that is one thing you could say about Beyonce. If she puts out a country record, it's because she felt like doing it.
Yeah.
Not because she needed the money, and not because she was trying to trick anybody into thinking she was country.
She's not jumping everybody else's train. She can do what she wants.
That's right. So Lana, I don't know what her deal is. I don't really know that much about Lana Del Rey. I've liked a couple of her songs, but she's like too mellow for me. It's like, what is this, Mazzy Star, and it's 1995? Anyway, Lasso is the name of her record. You know what I'm saying. You're the only one who got that.
Well, here's what I would say. I don't necessarily listen to Lana Del Rey, but she has a huge audience.
Oh, people who love Lana Del Rey? You should turn around and walk away.
Didn't she headline Coachella one year? Like, that just seems...
She's headlined some big things.
Like, as big as it can get.
Yep.
And to for me...
Yeah,
you know,
she did do Coachella in 2014, 2024. She's done a lot of Coachellas.
Yeah, to me, I feel like if I'm going to do a show, if I were dreaming of being a rock star, I'm rocking out.
Yeah,
I'm
a rock star.
I will put on mellow music and listen to it at
home.
Sure,
I mean, Sunday mornings, what are you going to do, wake the whole family up?
I might take a bath, you never know, or something.
Calgon, take me away.
Light a candle, whatever.
Oh, my.
But wow, if I'm
really
going to do a rock, like if I'm going to be at Coachella.
Right.
I'm sorry.
In the desert.
I'm playing metal.
Oh.
I'm rocking out.
But if I'm Lana Del Rey, don't I have to do Lana Del Rey
songs?
No,
you do. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, got it.
To be like, to get the Coachella invite and then be all, oh, no. They're going to intro me and I'm going to be all, how you doing, everyone?
Hey, I'm Lana Del Rey, and this is my new set of songs that are, they have sort of a country flavor.
They couldn't be slower, though, so get ready to...
Just relax. Just, I mean, think of this as like a time for you to, you know, rest a little. Yeah, snap. You don't have to clap. Clapping is just so much effort. So Lana's country album, Lasso, was supposed to be out now. It was supposed to be out this fall, and she's saying she's spending more time on it. She says, the songs I have... I love, but I don't want to turn it into something that's half cooked. So she says there's no release date as of right now.
Okay.
She says, we'll see. I want it to be what it's supposed to be.
That's my favorite thing. It's very luxury position for any artist to be able to just say, I'm in a rush.
Mm.
But that's my favorite thing about when you hear about artists where they, where's that band been for the last 2 years? Nowhere.
Well, we've been listening to Lana Del Rey.
We're just hanging out.
We find
what
her
do you
to
mean?
Be a huge influence.
We'll put a record
on us.
Out when we feel like it. Yeah. We got enough money and we're in no rush. Have a good one.
And apparently, we don't have people at the record company breathing down our necks either. Okay, I'm done. And I feel like, you know, I made it through my portion of the show. Vinny, it's time for you to get through your portion of the show. And
the word of the year and more after the.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right. Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
You love that one, don't you?
You don't have to say that, but
sweet.
I do. I love that song.
Then he hears the song and he's like, whoop, puts his headphones on.
I like it. Yeah. You don't like it?
I do. I like it very much. It's just funny to look over there and see you with your eyes closed and you know, look it up.
That
the sky.
Is not what was happening.
He was swaying side by
right,
side.
Oh my God, you guys, along with the
I don't
words.
Like either of you.
Oh, and like Stevie it. Wonder.
Love us. Don't be ridiculous.
The worst.
Hey, hi.
Hey.
It's a day. It's just a day. Just a regular old day. You can do this. You've got this.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right.
You got this.
This part of the show is brought to you by the Odyssey app. It's free. It's awesome. And it's where Sarah and Vinny live. Sarah has really fixed the place up, by the way, just so you know. Golden State Lumber thing. Download the free Odyssey app for all things audio and listen live to Alice at 97.3 all the live long day. Who wrote that? Did you write that? That's really funny. Or did I write it and I just forget how funny I am?
I think you wrote that.
Did I write it?
Yeah, you're so funny.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fall Into 5K A Day.
Yay!
All this week, Fall Into 5K A Day with Odyssey and the Alice and Alice at 97.3. All you need to do is download the free Odyssey app.
Odyssey.
We've all got one. Why don't you?
Hello.
Log in and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour and get your daily entry for a chance to win $5,000.
It's pretty easy.
First of all, there's all your entertainment. And then you're also in the running for some money.
Right. You were going to listen anyway.
Win-win.
Win-win-win-win-win.
Listen to Jane later today. You're going to love her.
Oh, my gosh. She's great. We're open for business 24-7 over here.
She's already in her office working away at her big show.
She puts it all together.
On this afternoon. You're going to love it.
Woo-woo-woo-woo-woo.
Okay, sunny, highs in the 60s, like high 60s, but still, you know.
Nice, though. A fall day.
Mm-hmm.
And windy, right?
Windy, yes. Mm. Very windy.
So be careful with your cigarettes.
All the stuff. Yeah, there is a fire warning out, and I don't want anything to burn.
Sub-zero
for all
fire,
our sakes. Right. And our insurance prices. Ugh, yikes.
So many reasons to not light things on fire.
Okay, here's a question for you. I know that it's still, to this day, it's strange that we all had a shutdown. Not a shutdown like in a small way. Like the whole freaking world shut down. The whole world stayed in the house for a couple of years.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing.
It is weird. You look back on it and you go, how did that happen? That's weird.
Every place. Like there were places, I know this is sort of very specific to me, but there were stories I read where guys specifically went to go to a faraway island that had surf to get locked in over there. And then they just spent the time enjoying the best surf of all. Like,
and no one could go there.
And no one could go. Mm-hmm. And they had it to themselves.
They couldn't even leave. They couldn't leave if they wanted to.
They couldn't leave. They were stuck.
Right.
And that was what better place to be stuck than, you know, somewhere in Indonesia.
Right.
Oh, what?
$90 and I still have most of it.
Like a miracle.
Right.
Anyway. So there's a lot of fallout from that. One of them is, who wants to put on pants anymore?
I hate
nobody.
Pants. Oh my God. Pants. So uncomfortable.
So this is, there's a debate online about whether it's cool if you go into the office. Is it okay? Do you mind if I take off my shoes and walk around?
I don't like that. You're at the office. Let's all keep our shoes on.
The debate on social media is about whether it's cool to take your shoes off and walk around in socks at the office. I would say it's cooler to walk around the office if you're barefoot than it is if you're in sock feet. That's my opinion.
I feel like none of that's cool. Please wear appropriate footwear.
Hey, you don't have to tell me. I actually have more sandals than probably anyone you know. You know, flip-flops, random. I come into work with socks and shoes on.
Yeah.
That's what I do. But I also got a you know, what do they call that? Come to Jesus conversation early in my career.
Oh, who gave you that?
I'm not going to say who, but the point was they were like, I realize this is a place where you come and show up and entertain and you're doing your thing.
Fun.
And your job is to, this is a place of business and you show up here half dressed with sand falling out of your shorts. Mm. It's not funny and it's not the way we want you to be. And I was like, okay. And wow. I changed everything from that point because I felt like I didn't know you were, you know, busy with that. I thought you were listening.
I didn't even notice.
I thought right. You were listening to the show and the show was, you know, good enough that you were happy with me. Mm-hmm. But if you want me to put on pants, mm.
Shoes and socks.
And shoes and socks. I will do that.
A clean shirt.
A clean shirt. Mm. I did it.
I mean, we still, as the talent, we have a lot of leeway.
Of course.
Like, even today, I was like, I just can't put hard clothes on. I got to only wear soft clothes. I need to cuddle myself and be nice to myself today.
I didn't even notice.
I have sweatpants on.
Oh.
And a sweatshirt. Because I just can't today. Tomorrow, I can. Today, I can't.
Some people will say they've noticed this bare feet or sock feet mm-hmm. walking around the office more since the pandemic. And it's people who are acting like they're at home. You're not at home.
You want to feel like you're at home, though, so I can see it. It was so nice at home.
Anyway, That's just one of the debates going around. But you and I think, are on the same page. No, keep your shoes on. You're at work.
And I tell you something. Michael Franti is famously barefoot. And even he, I've seen him in shoes in more recent years. But I can't tell you, and I'm aware that he's got no shoes on. He's got humongous feet. I am actively trying not to step on his feet, and I've stepped on his feet 10 times.
Yeah, well. He's,
like, that has to get old. I don't want to step on anybody's feet. I'm sure he was just like, you know what? I like my toes so much.
He's a huge dude, though.
I know he's got like surfboard feet.
Mm-hmm. By the way, my opinion that I'd prefer you walk around barefoot than sock feet is just because I hate walking around in sock feet. Most people say socks, not as bad. Barefoot, hard no.
Yeah. Well, barefoot, I don't want to see that, but also have nice socks on if you're going to, you know, I don't want to see your heels through your socks.
Sock feet is like that feeling that you have a cold, like you're at home and you have a cold.
Yeah. You didn't go all the way. You got halfway there and then you're like, no.
And you're chilly, like you got the, you know.
My sockies on.
Anyway, 2024, there's still months left in this year. Well,
one and change.
One and three quarters. The Collins Dictionary made brat.
As in brat summer, da brat.
Brat is the word of the year.
Is it?
They define brat as characterized by a confident, independent, hedonistic attitude.
That's a Charlie XCX.
It is Charlie XCX. Apparently, they say it was this was inspired by Charlie XCX album Brat, which came out in June. It led to the brat summer phenomenon. Mm. Along with several brat memes, Charlie describes brat like this. You're just like that girl who's a little messy and likes to party and maybe says some dumb things sometimes.
A brat.
She feels, she like feels herself. And then she also maybe has a breakdown. Boy, she really talks weird. She like feels herself, but then also maybe has a breakdown, but kind of like parties through it. Is very honest, is very blunt, and a little bit volatile.
Ah, she might go off. The brat.
Brat is the word of the year.
Word of the year.
There's a couple others. Brain rot.
Never heard of that one.
Inability to think clearly caused by excessive consumption of low quality online content.
Oh.
Era. You know Era.
Sure. I'm on tour with Era.
Looks maxing.
Okay.
Attempting to maximize the attractiveness of one's physical appearance.
By using filters.
Raw dogging.
Oh, raw dogging.
The act of undertaking an activity without preparation, support, or equipment.
That
raw dogging.
Not what raw dogging means, but okay.
What does raw dogging mean?
Well, you're not using one piece of equipment, that's for sure. Barebacking.
Oh, you don't use a condom?
Yeah.
That's a raw dog?
I mean, Maddie's mad now.
No,
why?
It's fine.
He's like, go to the next one.
Oh, anti-tourism.
Oh. Huh? What does that mean?
Opposition to or action against large-scale tourism.
Oh.
Anti-tourism. That it's, look, there are places that
Hawaii.
Like Hawaii is a perfect example. Their tourism business is important to them, but they also have to deal with the constant year round influx of people from other places who treat their land and their home,
their way of life,
like garbage.
Right.
I'm here. I paid. I'll do what I want.
Mm.
Great. Thanks for coming. But they need it.
Right.
So
it's a double-edged sword.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. It's a catch-22.
Right. Good one.
Thanks.
One last note here that I just thought was like, ugh. The average age of U.S. home buyers has jumped to 56 years old.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you.
That is actually super disheartening.
Homes are wildly unaffordable for young people, real estate experts say. And the answer is yeah. Yep.
They are.
Mm-hmm. 56.
And then they're so expensive, and you have to pay taxes on them. Then the taxes go up all the time.
I remember, I only know this story because I was a little boy, little boy.
Yeah.
But my parents' story about their first home, my dad was a Marine and moved to Orange County, El Toro Marine Base or something like that. Anyway, they bought their first home for like $30,000. The roads hadn't even been finished around it. There were still dirt roads.
This
is in Irvine, California. And $30,000. Mm. That home's still standing and someone's living in it today. I don't know what it's worth, but it's crazy.
I can find out for you on Zillow.
I can't remember I might be able to remember the address. I'll tell you off air.
All right.
Anyway, it's just like, yeah, $30,000. They were able to get a loan and he was able to pay it down with his Marine paychecks.
Right.
And that's just not the way anymore.
Irvine, California. Let's have a look here. Can you remember any of the big, oh man, everything. I see something for $895.
Is it a condo?
I'm going to look right now. Let's have a look. It is a condo.
Yeah, there you go.
Three bedroom, two bath, though. I see something else over here for...
I've got the average home price in Irvine.
Oh, great. What is it?
$1.5 million.
Yeah, that's looking... I see a $10 million piece.
$1.5, though, is almost affordable compared to here.
That's the average, and it's a 21% increase from the previous year. Irvine, hot.
Yeah, I wish you could remember your exact address. Lots of condos there, like so many condos.
Oh,
and
that's
not
the move.
Not
I would,
cheap ones.
You know what? If I had to, if it was my first entry in, apartment, condo, I'd do it. Absolutely.
Hmm.
You could have a great life in your little condo and you don't have to deal with the yard. What's wrong with that?
I like my loft.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely not having a yard to maintain. I said to John recently, I'm like, you know, we're not getting any younger. Why don't we cash out now? Just go rent something. Go get a condo. That'd be fun. We won't have to take care of it. We can travel.
You would go nuts without a house.
Yeah, you would not.
You don't know me.
Yeah. We don't know you.
You have no idea.
Right.
The condo.
You don't know what I'm all about.
You want to hear something trippy?
Yeah.
I don't even know the whole story yet, but I told you I had some neighbors that moved to Idaho. They were like, we're out of here.
Yeah, goodbye.
They rented their house and they split and they took their four kids and
headed off to the countryside.
They're in Idaho.
Okay.
I just found out they're moving back.
Oh.
I don't know if it, and because they rented their house, they're going to have to move back and rent another house while someone's in their house.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy?
And then when the people, oh boy, how
I don't
long
know
of a
how
lease
that,
do
yeah,
they
I don't
sign?
Know. You're going to have to, they're going to have to, juggle that stuff, but
yikes! It's so one it just of those, did not work
it
out
didn't,
there.
It didn't,
were they miserable? I can't mean, wait to hear. You've got to have
California
a party.
California is a bold move.
It is, and it's hard to get back in. That's one. John goes, if we leave, we could never afford our house again. So you literally are giving this up. It's given up. That's it.
I just read this that California leads where the state where Texans are moving the most to. You hear about people moving to Texas?
Really?
A lot of Texans are moving to California, so they might be people moving back.
Oh.
Hmm.
Our text number is 800-400-3. 4 and 5 says, bats and hot tubs? What's happened to you, Vin? I don't take bats. I mean, I guess I could, but...
Calgon. You know...
I was just kidding.
Just let me know when you start lighting candles out by the hot tub, then we'll know we're in real trouble.
I won't
do that.
But
it's the ambiance, you know, it's really nice, Finn. It's a nice look. It's good, flickering light.
If someone hadn't walked up and told me I was doing it wrong, I'd still be sitting in the hot tub with it not turned on because I just don't really plan on staying. I don't plan on staying long.
Well, it gets hot fast.
Yeah, I'm warming up and then I'm out of here.
You're going to cook yourself. Human stew.
703 says, that's 703. Right. My husband is 52 and I'm 47. We just finally bought our first house. We're both professionals with some life hiccups on the way.
Mm.
Without family money, which we didn't have, it took us over 10 years to save. Pandemic did not help.
No. Is it party time? Excellent. Like, oh, by the way, Vinny, I had asked Maddie, like, let's keep it happy today. Like, you know, only do happy things And so he's got a game for us that's going to make us happy.
Oh, you and I are playing
you
against each other.
You and I are going to play against each other.
All right.
And I'm going to try and let you win so that you can be happy.
Please.
So you should
we
try
all
to let
know
me win.
I'm going to be letting you win.
Okay.
Everyone great. Knows how that works around here.
All right, everybody. This is it's a lighthearted quiz today. So
a happy quiz.
We'll start with Vinny today.
Oh, all right.
Hey, Vinny.
Hey.
What animal holds hands while sleeping so they don't drift apart? Dolphins, otters, or penguins?
It's It's got to be
The Only One with Hands.
I'm going to say, just because it feels like a trick, I'm going to say Penguins.
It has to be Otters. Penguins don't have hands.
It is Otters.
Ah, fudge.
Sea otters hold hands in groups called rafts to stay together as they float on water.
Well, that's adorable.
Otters are, despite the one that was stealing surfboards in Santa Cruz, did you see that in the news?
I didn't.
There was one that was climbing on this boards, and guys were like, what are you doing?
He just wanted to surf.
Get off of here. And he wouldn't get it. Anyway.
Wait, they're out in the water, and he's like, hey, just gonna, take me for a ride.
Jumped on the guy's board. Then, you know, they are wild animals.
You know, though, why they jump up there? Because there's a shark.
Well, not
that's
always.
Why. But most of the time, though.
But I have absolutely had them surface next to me, and they come up with a starfish, and they just make it look so good. They're sitting on their tummy there.
Aw.
And you're like, man, I've never heard of anybody eating starfish before. You ever had starfish?
Is it a thing people eat?
I don't know. That's a question for you.
I am not aware of it.
Otters love them and make them look so good.
They seem like they're mostly exoskeleton to me.
They eat them in South Korea.
Oh.
Starfish?
A friend of mine lived next to a building.
Those little skinny ones?
That was
skinny
built.
Arms?
And they put a big aquarium of like starfish and stuff.
Oh,
not
boy.
Knowing that the local folks like to eat
look,
those things.
A fishing hole.
And they cleaned it out. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, 1 point for
all
you.
All right, 1 point for Sarah. Number two, which country has been consistently ranked as one of the happiest places on Earth? Is it Finland, Japan, or Brazil?
I would have said Denmark, so I'm going to go Finland.
I like Brazil.
Finland is correct.
All right. Thanks for letting me win. It's making me really happy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's 2 points for me.
No Vinny, how many minutes of laughter each day can improve your mood and reduce your stress? 2 minutes, 10 minutes, or 30 minutes?
I'm going to say 2 minutes, Bob.
Well, I'll just say 10 minutes then.
Sarah, oh my gosh, she is cleaning the floor.
I literally only picked that because I thought, let's give Vinny a point. Oops.
All right. Sarah, which animal's name means river horse and loves to spend time in the water?
Manatee.
Is it a hippo, a manatee, or a seal?
Oh, you know what? I bet it's a hippo.
Is that your final answer?
Is it me first?
Yes.
And which one were you going to say?
Seal.
I'm going to say hippo.
Hippo is correct.
I think it's a sea cow is the manatee, isn't it?
And last question, Sarah, right. Going for a sweep,
I'm
I believe.
I'm going for a sweep.
Okay. Which one of these foods contains serotonin and can help boost happiness? Bananas, apples, or potatoes?
Well, the one I hate the most is bananas, so I'm going to go with that.
I like potatoes, Bob.
I'm sorry, Vin. It is... bananas.
All the right. Sweep is complete.
The Sarah with a sweep.
Sarah won the game of trivia. I guess she wiped the floor with you.
Woo! Goodbye. You guys, listen, I'm having a hard day. Maybe you're having an excellent day, and that's also okay. We're going to get through all of this. I really did not think that I would make it through today's show, so I'm feeling like, giant thumbs up, everyone. It turns out you can still laugh in the face of horror. So have a great day. Vinny, you were great today. I really enjoyed our time together. Maddie, good job.
You too.
Everybody who listened, thank you so much for being here today. We're over for business 24/7. Keep it here on Alice. Janie's got more. There are two more chances to get potentially front row tickets for Alice in Winterland. One at noon 05 and another one with Janie at 5:05. Have a great day and we'll see you back here on Thursday.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.